Washington State has been given 1 year to change its teacher evaluation law or risk losing millions of dollars in federal education funding. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, the warning came in a letter on Wednesday.
Like most states, Washington has gotten a temporary waiver from the federal requirements known as No Child Left Behind. To get the waiver, and the $38 million attached to it, the state had to agree to certain conditions, like using students' state test scores to evaluate their teachers. Now the U.S. Department of Education says Washington is at high risk of losing the waiver next year. That's because the state's new teacher evaluation law doesn't meet federal standards. Under Washington's law, districts have to use multiple measures of so-called student growth data in teacher evaluations. But districts get to choose those measures of students' academic growth. The measures usually include state test scores, but they don't have to. Because that conflicts with the federal standard, the state deputy superintendent of public instruction says his office expected to be placed on high-risk status. He says it's up to the state legislature to change the teacher evaluation law by the deadline the feds have set for next spring. That could be difficult given the short session next year. There's increased political resistance to standardized testing. And many statisticians say using test scores to measure teacher effectiveness is impossible. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.